peeps. Taking over Wisconsin weekend, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. These pastel marshmallow bunnies and chicks have infiltrated many areas of life, and the makers of Peeps are acutely aware of their cultural influence. Here's a commercial of a kid telling his younger brother about the things you can do with Peeps.
Peeps! Peeps are the candy of Easter! You can eat them, smash them, microwave them. There's Peeps t-shirts, Peeps golf balls, Peeps scented candles, Peeps tattoos, historically accurate Peeps diagrams.
The Racine Art Museum is onto Peeps as well. The 10th Annual International Peeps Art Exhibition has just opened. It's 165 works with those fluffy, sugar-coated marshmallows. Peeps are worthy of high art. Are you an artist? Have you ever tried to make art out of Peeps? What did you design? How did it go? We're at 800-642-1234. Bruce Pepich is the Racine Art Museum's executive director and curator of collections. Bruce, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
Well, give us the straight story on Peeps. Why do we love them or perhaps hate them?
You know, we talk a lot at the museum about Peep culture, and I think it's multiple generations of people who've had these candies as part of their Easter baskets or part of their spring family celebrations. I also think we have these very kind of long, especially this year, long and dreary winters, and that shot of very bright, often garish, you know, almost garish, intense color just warms you up the minute you see the candy. And there's sort of a comical quality to these sort of blobby, soft chicks and bunnies that the candy comes in the shape of. And I think there's just a sense of humor and playfulness that they bring out in people.
Yeah, who knew food coloring could do that to us? Well, I mean, Peeps are big business. The company sells a lot of them.
Well, what we've been told is that they sell somewhere around 8 billion pieces of candy each year without doing much of any advertising at all.
Well, and you're certainly helping them out a little bit here. So your exhibition, it started 10 years ago. What is it? What are you doing here?
Well, the show started 10 years ago when Lisa Englander, who runs the museum's guest relations and retail operations on staff, wanted to do something around the Easter holidays that would bring the public into the museum store. She wanted to do a little event, so she invited people to make a diorama or something that depicted Peeps creatures or used Peeps candy in its creation. And she thought she was maybe going to get five and she could put them out on the counter. Well, 30-some of them showed up, and we had to put them in a sort of a classroom we have in the building. And we thought, well, we must be on to something. And the next year, there were 60 entries. And the next year after that, it just kept building and building.
Oh, it was like Peeps fever.
Yeah, exactly. And it was or the Sorcerer's Apprentice, and the brooms kept getting going back for more buckets of water, you know.
So how does this artwork look like? Is there any rhyme or reason about what these artists are doing with these Peeps?
Well, I think the first thing you have to keep in mind is that it's open to anyone and it's not juried. And we have a children's division and a division for families and groups who make things together. And then we also have an adult division. And I would say maybe 25 or 30% of the people in the show have had professional art training. And the rest of them are people who are very clever or good with their hands or have an idea or want to just take a stab at this. So it might be the kid across the street who's in the Boy Scout troop and the guy on the other block who always tinkers in the garage or the woman you know who can take a sewing machine and turn fabric into anything. And then there's people that you just didn't know were this creative who've worked all year long on a piece and had an idea. Most of these incorporate puns in the titles and the subject matter. But from the subject matter standpoint, Kate, they're across the board. Politics, the hot current movies. I mean, there's a Black Panther piece. Lots of pieces dealing with art as subject matter. And again, in many cases, they incorporate the Peeps characters, the candies themselves, or are depicting a Peep. A lot of the artworks that we've had have depicted Peeps in them. Like we have the girl with the Peep earring this year, the Vermeer painting. We have Night Peeps, which is the Nighthawks painting by Edward Hopper. It's a three-dimensional diorama.
Love that one.
Yeah,
because
it's the
diner. You know, people, the dark, it's a dark outside and you're seeing into the diner. But now the diner, the people in the diner are now Peeps.
And the sign up above says, you know, carrots, 5 cents. So, you know, they're just very, very clever. That was actually the first prize winner in the adult division. It's the first time someone has dealt with that painting before. We've had two versions of Van Gogh's Starry Night. There's a really great one this year where they melted the peep candy and used it like a waxy encaustic, you know, oil paint, and sort of applied it with a knife or a spatula, and then mixed it with paint, with different paint to give it a different colorant, and coated the surface with a gel medium. And it doesn't look like it. You can't figure out it was made with peeps at all. So you can see that people are really experimenting with the material. And, you know, the show is all about making people, connecting them with creativity. And it's all about lifelong learning and making people remember that being smart is fun. And also connecting people to each other who don't know each other. They have this shared love of humor and this kind of sense of quirkiness about the peep as a vehicle for getting together.
There's also a lot of peeps apparel going on. People like making kind of apparel out of peeps.
We have the peep diamond. So instead of the hope diamond in the necklace, there's a glitter encrusted purple, bluish purple peep in the middle of the chain. And we have a pair of shoes with peeps on them. There's
peeps,
quite a few
peep
fashion
the kicks. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. There's even a portrait of Iris Apfel, the woman who's almost 100 in New York, who has the big black frame eyeglasses, who's become a fashion icon in her senior years because she has a knack for putting all different kinds of clothes and accessories together. She's actually has a three-dimensional portrait created for her out of peeps.
I love greetings from Mount Peepmore. That's always nice.
That's a great piece. Now, that's a good example. It's a three-dimensional depiction of Mount Rushmore, but with peeps carved into the stone instead of the presidents, and it's styrofoam carved, and the peep figurines are carved out in the styrofoam, and then it's been painted.
Talking with Bruce Pepich, he is executive director, curator of collections for the Racine Art Museum. This year, the museum is holding its 10th annual International Peeps Art Exhibition. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you an artist? Have you ever tried to make art out of peeps? What did you design and how did it go? Were you happy with how it turned out? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. So, Bruce, I understand that this peep art is contagious, that people just send you this stuff. But how do you end up spreading the word internationally? I mean, how does this grow so big?
Well, we've had some entries that have been sent to us via postcard with collages on them from abroad. And there are people from a variety of different states in this show, and it kind of, you know, there's a lot of about the exhibit on social media, and you can Google us and find lots of things. I mean, one year the show was on the BBC's website in London under a category called Weird Travel, and they said go to Wisconsin, which was really pretty funny to begin with, and then see this peeps exhibition. And so I think it's one of the things we say is that there's not a lot of very public celebrating going on in conjunction with the Easter season. And so this gets quite a bit of attention considering it's taking place in a small community, relatively small city.
Well, give us some criteria that these peeps creators must follow to get their piece in the museum.
There's very specific size limitations, and we have that so that we can incorporate as many pieces in the space we have allocated for it as possible, because this doesn't take place in the museum's galleries. The museum is completely up and open for its regular displays, and when you come in and pay admission to see the peep show, you can tour the rest of the museum while you're there, and that's part of the experience that we want people to have. So we have them in they have to be in a moderate size shape. It's bigger than a shoebox, and but, you know, sometimes people will call up and say, I've made something that's 4 feet in this direction. And we say, have you read the directions? It has to incorporate the peep candy or the image of one of the peep's creatures. But you can take the candy and you can manipulate it. One year, A family in Madison made a salute to the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and they took the Christmas tree, the Christmas peeps that come in green evergreen tree shapes at the holidays, and they cut them apart and made them into palm fronds for the palm trees. So again, you know, you're seeing some very, very creative solutions to problem solving, and I think that's one of the main underlying criteria that we don't say to people. It just sort of happens.
And no other food, right? It has to be Peeps.
No other food, because it is an art museum. And the first year we did this, people were bringing things with jelly beans and chocolate sauce that hadn't, you know, coalesced. And we kept thinking, oh, dear, we're going to get insects. You know, we have to be very careful. And so the show is here for, you know, 17 days or 14 days, depending on the year. And they have to go the minute the show is done.
So do the artists come then pick them up? Where do they go once they're...
Well, for this year, this is the first time we've asked them if they want to donate them. And I would say probably about 30% of the creators have donated their pieces to the museum, and they're available for purchase from the exhibition. There's other people that have... We have quite a few people that do this every year, and they're talking already now about what they want to do for next year. They have an idea. And they make a piece and they bring it home, or they share it with family. But and then there are some people that just abandon it because they don't have room for them at home. But now we're offering some of them for sale to help raise funds to underwrite the show again next year.
It is Peeps like you've never seen them before in a variety of media. We're touring the Racine Art Museum's International Peeps Art Exhibition. You can join in 800-642-1234. What is your relationship like with Peeps? Have you made art from them? Have you ever attended the Racine Art Museum's Peeps exhibition or created an entry for it? Share your Peeps experience. Call in, email ideas at WPR.org. We'll get back to this in a moment on the Ideas Network. We have Peeps on our mind on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Racine Art Museum's 10th Annual International Peeps Art Exhibition is underway. Here's the name of one entry I love, Greetings from Mount Peepmore. It's a celebratory monument to Peeps expertly sculpted in styrofoam. Another entry is called Night Peeps. It's a nod to Edward Hopper's Night Hawk. You know that painting with people in a downtown diner late at night? You see them through the diner's large glass window. Those people are now Peeps. Join in with your Peeps analysis, 800-642-1234. What piece of art should be made using Peeps? Or is there another food you would use to make art? Have you used Peeps in crafting? How did you work with these pastel marshmallow things? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Bruce Pepich is executive director and curator of collections at the Racine Art Museum, and he stays with us. Bruce, so there were prizes handed out yesterday, I understand. What were some of the notable awards and who won?
Well, of course, the Night Peeps, as I said, was the first prize winner in the adult division. That is just such a great piece. And then the second prize winner in the adult division was called Peeps at the Museum, and it's a diorama depicting a three-dimensional, you know, object that depicts the inside of a museum with a wooden floor like in a gallery, and paintings hanging on the wall that are three-dimensional and hung on the wall. And then instead of people in the gallery, it's filled with peeps. One of the high prize winners in the children's category was titled Vikings and the Peep Sea Serpent, with a sea serpent made out of green peep chicks strung together, snaking in and out of the water like a serpent would be. Mm-hmm. The family group, that was the Starry Night by Peep Van Gogh. And the children from the high school at Prairie School in Racine, which is a K-12 private school, their glass studio made a grouping of eight hanging glass pieces that depict either the chicken or the rabbit suspended inside glass. You know, I've been talking a lot about the sculptures and some of the paintings, but we also have 37 12-inch square quilt squares because the local Sew and Save store in Racine, which sells sewing machines and has sewing classes has sort of taken this under their wing, and a lot of the students and people who play there have been making PEEP quilt squares, PEEP-themed quilt squares for us. And there's a lot there. There were, I think we gave 6 prizes out to different quilters.
And those are on display as well.
Mm-hmm. We're sort of hanging them in groups so they look like a big quilt, a couple of big quilts, the way we have them installed.
And so I don't know how to approach this question, but there's a particular PEEP display involving a colonoscopy?
That was a couple of years ago. Now, to give you an idea how this works, that was created by the medical clinic. One of their colonoscopy teams got together as a group thing after work, and they made a diorama of a colonoscopy, you know, the operating room with the colonoscopy, and on the gurney was a PEEP under a little cloth, and there were all the tools were fabricated, and the title of it was Colonoscopy PEEP, and you know, everybody over 50 just howled when they saw that part of the show. The kids didn't quite understand it, you know, and the piece then went back and was on display at the hospital afterwards for a while. So again, you're wondering, how do these things come about being, and what kind of life do they have afterwards? This is a good example. There was one year where, for some reason, we had 2 entries that dealt with the shower scene from Psycho. One was a complete black and white depiction. You never are quite sure where they're coming from. I mean, of course you get the Star Wars and the superhero movies depicted in the years that they come out. They come in during election years. Politics are a big topic usually. But every once in a while, things from pop culture, things from the arts, they just sort of bubble up, which I find fascinating.
If PEEPs were ever to go extinct, do you have another food in mind as a backup plan?
You know, we keep talking about that. It's sort of like, what's the next thing? You know, this has got a kind of amazing legs. We thought we didn't think it was going to last for 10 years, and it just keeps growing. I don't know if we're going to go with I'm not a marshmallow person. I'm admitting that. I'm a chocolate kid, but you know, I can't imagine chocolate having quite the stain power. I see it sagging under the lights. Do you know what I mean?
Well, Bruce, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Bruce Pepich is Executive Director and Curator of Collections of the Racine Art Museum. 10th Annual International PEEPs Art Exhibition runs through April 28th. We have a slideshow at WPR.org on the morning show page.